But we need to give a shout out and a high five to the guys that were humping the cotton candy. Didn't have to wait in line. They were there. It was all over the park.
All right, so apologies and all folks on social media waiting for the episode to drop. We are recording this on Monday. Like, it is literally right now as we're recording, it's like 11:36 a.m. Eastern, 10:36 a.m. Central. What are you going to do?
What do you want from us, you know? What do you want? A podcast on a timely fashion once a week? That's too much. That's too much to ask, okay?
The only way to ever get something when you expect it in terms of audio is if it's live radio. That's the only time we've ever been able to do it because we had to be there at a certain time. Here it's, hey, you know, I've got some people. I've got family in town. Can we push it back to tomorrow? Oh, Mac has had a rough night of sleep. Can we push it back 10 minutes? Yeah, we could do that.
Mac is not high on my list of people that I'm a big fan of. Homeboy.
Are you officially
out of this world a little bit? I mean, because once you get like Mavis 5, so it's rare that she has like a night where she's like up all night, you know? I mean, but Mac, for whatever reason last night, just homeboy was anti-sleeping. We think it's teething issues, but then he wasn't like, he just was hanging wide awake until 3 a.m. Cue up Matchbox 20. I said, baby, it's 3 a.m. I'm up with Mac. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That was happening in my life last night. So your boy is straight up fatigued. And then he had the audacity in the morning to wake up and hit me with a big smile like last night just didn't happen. That's what I love about kids. They don't carry any grudges. Like, you could take away a toy from them and they hate you in the moment. 2 seconds later, they're fine with it. Mac had the audacity to act like everything was all to the good this morning. And let me tell you, it is not. So your boys, I'm Eddie Murphy delirious at this point. So this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I feel sorry for you. You know, never experienced anything like that. All of my kids slept through the night all the time. I mean, we delivered them. They slept through the night. That first night in the hospital, all four, 15 hours a night.
You've gotten 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night for the past 10 years is what you're telling me? Is that what you're basically telling me at this point?
It's been amazing.
Golly jeebers.
Yeah, those nights can be a challenge. And it's those nights where you go, gosh, thank goodness I do not have a real job.
Yes. Right? Like right now, I mean, if I had to go out in like public and actually interact with people and all that, I mean, I couldn't do it. I would not be serviceable to the community at any way, shape, or form.
But you're right. The kids are. You know, they have short term memory. You know, it's memory like a goldfish. They're almost like dogs, where you could, you know, you just the dog does something wrong, and it's boom. What are you doing? How could you do this? And then 3 seconds later, it's like, hey, can you pet me? It's
hey,
like,
oh, I'm still a huge fan of you. You know. And then also yesterday, I felt like you a little bit in the sense that. So Mava started soccer.
You had a six-pack abs?
Six-pack abs, turned the Doritos down, ate a kale salad. I was like, if this isn't mad chick, I don't know what is. All right? But I felt like, so the Mava started soccer. Her first game, your boy was calling Creighton Gonzaga. Don't ask how that game went. Spoiler alert, not good. All right?
The game was competitive, and then they tipped it off.
And then they tipped it off. But so yesterday was the first game, because then you had Easter and different things. So we were out of town in Arizona. Yesterday was the first game that I've ever been able to watch of my kid playing in like a sporting event. You know, it was an emotional moment for your boy, you know? Mava, zero goals, kicked the ball maybe one time, but her cuteness... off the charts. We played Sean Callahan's daughter. Sean Callahan's daughter was on the other team.
Wow.
I mean, Sean gave her a 5-star rating. I was like, Sean, I think we're a little biased on Rivals.com, Huskers Illustrated.
It's pretty clear that Sean's rating there on Mava and also his own child was really to just get those subscriptions up. It's really catering to that audience.
Because he even said yesterday, it's like, well, this ought to provide good podcasting material. I was like, how dare you right now? Because then even I think there might have been an illegal recruiting benefit because after the game, she offered Mava Teddy Grahams and a Gatorade. I'm like, hold on. This is an NCAA violation in some way, shape, or form. What are you trying to do, Sean Callahan?
Sean Callahan should know better than that. That's like the cream cheese on the bagel thing. Like Teddy Grahams with the orange wedges and Capri Sun. Get out of here.
I mean, Mava was ready to commit on the spot to whatever Sean was, whatever the deal was, Mava was in on it, you know?
I'm going to give you free Teddy Grahams for a year.
I take it.
We're prepared to offer you all the free coffee you want at any of our stores throughout North America and Europe. Plus, I'll take it.
Sean's daughter scored on the wrong goal twice, but she had the play of the day. Wrong goal twice. You know, what are you going to do? Like, still a 5-star, though. Still a 5-star.
Oh, has to be. Still has to be, no doubt, because goals are goals, right?
If it goes in the net, it goes in the net. Things happen. You know, one of those players, things happen when they're on the field.
It's not like she's a Brazilian soccer player. Her safety's fine. No one's going to be out to get her. This was a youth soccer event. She's going to be okay.
But she had the play of the day going. She was once again going to the wrong goal. And then the audience, you know, the crowd was like, no, 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 no. Homegirl turns and goes coast to coast and then bangs it through the net. At that point, I turned to Sean and I was like, I can understand a 5-star rating at this point. You go coast to coast on that ass. Your ass a 5-star, dog.
Sean's about to expand that to a 6-star rating.
Number one.
See if we can make that happen.
Number one at this point.
She's got offers from Elkhorn Elementary. Also, she's got Omaha Public Schools are in on her right now. Thinking of a move to Lincoln.
This is what it is. It had a terrific showing at the McDonald's Play-Place Combine in the balls. Excellent durability and maneuverability to get her way out of it. The twisty slide, no dizziness, great cerebellum usage of understanding time, score, balance. I give this kid a 5-star. It's like, all right, Sean.
She's got a great motor mouth. She never stops talking.
Finished all of her chicken nuggets, then was awarded ice cream, understands the process that you have to dive into to be awarded what you get. It's not one of those kids that wants the ice cream first. She'll eat the meat, then deal with the dessert later.
She knows. She's very smart. She knows how to handle timeouts. So much.
So much baked in there.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's my life.
Our Saturday, we had a 9 a.m. softball game on the road, so we had to travel a little bit further.
Oh, hostile environment?
Hostile environment, a lot of heckling, a lot of...
Tough parking. Parking was confusing. Can I park here? No? Okay.
That's right. No, this is for home team only.
I'll go park
at the church. And so we had a 9 a.m. softball game, went home, packed up, got ready for a 1 p.m. Machine pitch Little League game for Porter. So softball was Tate. Porter, we had pictures before that. So team pictures at 12:20. Game at 1. Cohen's game's at 3.
Oh, my
Same complex. Porter had a flag football game at 3, same complex with Beckett. He was like, I don't want to go. I want to watch Cohen play. He's like, you signed up for this. I'm going to throw a flag on this play if you don't go play flag football.
Yes, I like that.
So he went up and played. And then we get home, and you're like, I can't believe we just did that. And now what are we doing? We're going out with friends tonight? No, I want to stay home. That's the kind of thing. We actually talked our youngest, Beckett, out of playing baseball because it was going to be coach pitch only because – we didn't want to miss more of the other kids' games, right? Like, yeah. Once you have four kids in sporting events, that's going to happen eventually. But we need to rein it back. So we said, you go play flag football with Porter, and that way we don't have to miss softball or baseball games.
Yeah, I don't know how you manage that. I mean, it's the one thing, though, have you noticed that your younger kids have a distinct advantage having observed their older siblings at least participate in any sport? Because to me, there's a direct correlation behind, at least for five-year-old soccer. This is my case study here, five-year-old soccer. Like, all the kids that have an older sibling, they're the LeBron Jameses of the game, dog. They out there changing the game. You're listening to the Mark Jackson 5 and Under Soccer Show only on 1620 The Zone.
I don't think there's a 5 and Under soccer show, and I don't.
Can you imagine?
I don't believe Mark Jackson would have any interest in hosting.
We'll take your calls here on Miss Judy and what she had to do with the orange wedge. Did she deserve the orange wedge?
Should they make the goal bigger? That's the question of the day. 951-1620. I know they're little kids. Do they need a little goal? Let's go to the phones. Outstanding call. No.
There is a lot of good questions that you could ask on a talk show like that. The younger kids have a huge advantage. I can remember growing up, I was a pretty good, I was decent.
Yeah, five star.
Five star on a scale of 0 to 3 stars. I was pretty good baseball player.
I'm an ordinary player in the country, but yeah, but I mean,
recruited, Division I, if not four. but my brother, who was he's 5 years younger than I am,
mm-hmm.
He in Little League at one point did an unassisted triple play.
Whoa.
In Little League at the age of, gosh, he couldn't have been any older than 8.
Whoa.
Seven. Because, in a large part, it was because he and I, played together. You have older, you're into sports sooner.
Yes.
It's like reps, right? You're just into sports sooner. So Porter, our 7-year-old, is the best player on his Little League team right now. And a large part of that is he got into it sooner. He understands the game. He's very athletic, and he's playing with his older brother and his older brother's friends in the street. Like, they're playing flag football. Like,
right.
He is toe-to-toe about as fast as my oldest son, Cohen,
right.
In racing. So it's all those things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that the thing I'm nervous about, because we signed Mave up for T-ball in the summer, and explain if soccer is a difficult enough concept, I feel like I got to assume baseball for little kids is super confusing. Conceptual.
Yes. That's why in T-ball, there are no outs, and it's just throw it over there, and you're playing station to station. There's not like, hey, there's two out. There's one out.
The force
runner
out.
Hey, Timmy, runner on second, so there's no force out at third. You're going to have to tag him if he comes to you. But look him back. Look him back
look
to
him
second.
Back.
And then make that throw to first. But you better go back up third in case that throw's bad if he throws it back across the diamond. What are you talking about?
I was worried about that. That's good to know. So, T-ball, you're just – all right. Because I was like
– T-ball, come on, nobody's man. Out.
Right.
Everyone runs the bases. Cool. The whole lineup bats. It's,
okay, good.
It's all fine.
All right.
It's all fine. We
Shout out to Sean Callahan's daughter, 5-star recruit. Very, very impressive
great.
Showing yesterday.
That's really good.
What's up, Sean?
That's really good.
Yep.
We did open the podcast, by the way, with the cotton candy drop. And the reason for that is because we were notified that by Eric Rogge, one of our
Eric
longtime
Ethan
listeners.
Eric Ethan Rogge is, I think, pretty much what his name became.
Yeah, he tweeted out a picture of his 1620 The Zone t-shirt
mm-hmm.
that had on the front, it says, the inaugural season at TD Ameritrade Park, opening day 2011, Creighton versus Nebraska, April 19th, 2011, which, by the way, is like 27 words on the top left breast pocket of your shirt. Like, that's just
too much.
Obnoxious. It's like a full sentence.
It's way too much.
And then on the back, it says, Jays, 1620 The Zone, on Sportsmanlike Conduct, The Chicken Nick Showed, and Courtyard Inc., Omaha's Midtown Screen Printer or something. I don't know. It's on there. If they want to sponsor, go ahead. But please call us. But anyway, that was April 19th, 2011.
Wow.
We are, this podcast is being released on the 10-year anniversary of the opening of TD Ameritrade Park.
Wow.
The first game where it was very cold. It was Creighton versus Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
It was frigid, and the concessions took very long to get to. I was there with my wife, Kelly. We went, and it was cold. She and I went to the concessionary, and we were in line for probably a good half hour. It was cold. And that's when Cotton Candy Keith called in to let us know that he wanted to give a shout-out and a high-five to the guys that were humping the cotton candy. Didn't have to wait in line. They were there. It was all over the park.
But we need to give a shout-out and a high-five to the guys that were humping the cotton candy. Didn't have to wait in line. They were there. It was all over the park.
There are earlier episodes where we actually, it's called Cotton Candy. Go to the Cotton Candy episode. You can hear the entire oral history of that. But 10 years since the opening
Amazing.
Of TD Ameritrade Park, when we were in the throes of our show.
Is it? It's kind of sad that that's what I associate with the opening of a ballpark, is a random, nonsensical call to our show that resulted in me forever looking at cotton candy differently, forever looking at anybody that is selling cotton candy differently. It altered my mind for all the wrong reasons, right? I mean, even like right now, if you just do like, okay, you name a place. When I think of TD Ameritrade Park, I think of cotton candy, and then I think of the ghost of Johnny Rosenblatt.
Yeah.
Like I think of, so it's, I don't know, TD Ameritrade Park needs to step its game up in terms of providing memories that have to do with el baseball.
That is, there's a lot of truth to that. Hopefully this year the College World Series will go off very, very well. Dan tweeted in, my four-year-old has invented this game where she puts her pink comforter over herself and pretends she is not a kid but a talking blanket. The name she gave herself? Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Perfect. Perfect.
Right.
By the way, was that where the Nighthawks played?
That was the Nighthawks played at Rosenblatt Stadium and then eventually went over to TD Ameritrade.
Did you ever PA at TD Ameritrade or were you only PA at Rosenblatt?
Oh, I PA'd at TD.
You PP'd at TD?
I PA'd at TDA. TDAP. PA at TDAP.
You Kelly wanted some PDA when you were doing PA at TDA, but you said, no way!
I don't know if that's the case at all, but you've kind of taken us there, and I don't know if we should do this at this point.
You don't happen to have Nighthawks come to fight. They'll crush your face all through the night.
All right. So I had this lined up for some episode, and you took us there.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember? You
remember Ghostbusters 2?
Do you remember why we did Nighthawks Come to Fight?
I don't. I really don't. I remember, was it all, no, I mean, Jeff Jagosinski was on our show, but that wouldn't have been why, I don't think.
Why?
Why did we do it? I don't know, but on the low, this is one of my favorite little jingles ever created in my life.
But Nighthawks Come to Fight.
You got it?
Was one of those things that Jeff Jagosinski came into the studio.
Yeah. Did we play it for him?
And we played it for him.
That's so embarrassing.
It was really bad. We just said, look, we're going to do a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Right?
That was our default, like, instead of actually doing any radio, we were like, parody songs? We could do parody songs. We'll do that. We're going to do that instead.
So we had these songs that we said, hey, we're going to do theme songs to,
the Nighthawks, I guess?
Yeah. The Nighthawks season, yeah. And so Jeff Jagosinski, who was fired in shame with Boston College because he was going to go interview for the Jets, and then he said he was going to, so they fired him. And eventually the Omaha Nighthawks scooped him up because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
All right. So this is, as I look at the date here, the date here was May 6th.
Nice.
2010.
Okay.
May 6th, 2010. Nighthawks Come to Fight was a song. There was another song in there that we wanted to play for Jags. Jags is in the studio. We played these for him. This is what we did on the show.
Yeah.
And let's listen.
And thrilled, absolutely.
This is great.
Thrilled to have in studio right now the head coach of the Omaha Nighthawks, Jeff Jagodzinski. Are you ready for this?
I am. I can't wait till this thing starts and kicks off.
I meant the show. Are you ready for this show?
That's what I was talking about. What do you think I was talking about?
Huh? I really thought you meant the season. I'm sorry. Got a little lost. We've been doing some stuff here, trying to come up with theme songs for the team. Because right now, we need to come up with a motto first. Now that we've got the team, then it's motto, then it's song. Okay? We've had a couple of mottos.
That's it.
Forget the roster.
Do you have the motto yet?
Forget the draft.
Wait a minute. You said you're going to go motto, then. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the motto will come eventually, but we need to start working on the song as soon as possible. Right. We've got some songs here. We just played it during the break, and you guys were out in the lobby, so we want to play the one for you that has not gotten rave reviews at all.
Have any of them?
Well, we've only played one right now.
Right now we're 0 for 1.
But let's check this out.
Crush your face all through the night. Nighthawks come to fight. Listen to Jeff Jagodzinski. Nighthawks will kill you.
Okay, now, Coach.
Who now? Who came up with the lyrics?
Now, Coach, I don't know. It depends on if they were good or bad. But let me see. Does that convey the message you want to send? Yeah. Hard edge cutting. You said 90s. We went 80s.
Yeah. I saw that. I marked that down.
As soon as it starts.
Generation off. We're just
Jags. Jags writes down 80s and holds it up. And how dare you? All right. That obviously not really probably what we're going for.
I apologize for
that. Let's try. Now, Nick, I apologize. You have to apologize for a lot of things. Let's try one more here, and then we'll actually get serious here. Let's try this.
Night Hawks. What are they good for? Kicking your ass.
Play it again, yeah.
Night Hawks. What are they good for? Kicking your ass.
Man, it gets better.
Night Hawks. Gonna beat you by a score of 100 to nothing.
All right, Jags, is that better? Is that a
step? I like that score, I tell you that.
Yeah, right, you'll take that, right?
25 a quarter.
I forgot about your war parody. Completely omitted from my brain.
I did too. I forgot all about that. The best part is when it says nothing and it's actually from the song.
Nothing. Hey. A score of 100 to nothing.
You know what I love that you did in the Nighthawks Come to Fight? You dubbed in like a fighter jet noise. Right before, those are the little details with Shiki. Right before I get into my lyrics, it's just adds some oomph to it.
There we go.
Nighthawks come to fight. They will crush your face all through the night.
It's so good.
I just cannot believe we brought the head coach. Like, not just any Joe Blow off the street. Like, this is
guy who interviewed for the Jets. He wanted to interview for the Jets.
Be an NFL head coach. We bring him in studio. I don't think we asked him about, you know, offensive, you know, passing situations. What do you plan on doing? What do you want your defense to be? We just played dumb parodies for this guy.
He's now an O-line coach for Kentucky.
Oh, man. My memory, and maybe this is selective memory and remembering what I want to remember, I thought he kind of enjoyed it. I don't remember him. You know, you can tell if someone's like, this is awful. You guys are idiots. But, like, I thought he kind of enjoyed being in studio and the ridiculousness that we played for him.
He seemed to enjoy it. I think he liked it so much that he left after a couple years. And then Joe Mobley came and was the guy. But, yeah, it was so fun. And people still quote to this day, Nighthawks come to fight. Yes. They still do it.
Why? It's weird that my song, your song's better, but my song, for whatever, like, caught on more. You think it's because bad equals good? You know what I mean?
I think that's part of it. I also think just the fighter jet and the...
All right.
So that was fun.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Fun.
Just doing some good things.
Is there anything we need to talk about current events before we get into the drop-off tournament?
No, I don't know. What do you think?
You had a Nebraska... Did you go to the Nebraska open football practice?
Bo Rude did, and I picked Bo Rude's brain. But I could not go. I had my mother-in-law's 65th birthday, so I had to go kick it with Mama Jensen.
And all right, so obviously Nebraska football plays second fiddle to birthdays. All right,
well, you know, I mean, you do what you got to do, right? You do what you got to do. But yeah, I mean, people are chugging. People are starting to take a tall glass of the wide receivers are apparently looking good. People are starting to chug the wide receiver Kool-Aid. Bo Rude. My first question on the pod to him was Kool-Aid candidate of the day.
Omar Manning?
No.
Ooh.
Well, he said he's burnt. I think he was chugging the Omar Manning Kool-Aid. It turned out to be poisonous. He vomited it, and so he's not gonna chug that Kool-Aid until it proves that it can do something during the season. But he chugged freshman quarterback from Kearney Catholic, Heinrich Harburg. Mm-hmm. 6'5", like 215. He likey the way Heine. And his Haney likes to move the Haney, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't think we have to. I don't think that's. I don't believe that's appropriate here. Sure that we necessarily have to do that and go that route. It is Harbor.
Harbor,
right?
Yes. That's the way I understand it.
I hope so. I mean, it's on your pod. Hope you nailed it there.
I feel like the older you get, a sign of getting older is butchering last names and not caring about it. You know what I mean?
Hairberg.
I like hair. I think Sipple's kind of the king of that. I really like Hairberg. He always calls Deontay Williams Dante Williams. I'm like, it's Deontay Williams. I like Dante Williams. I like the USC running back transfer. Marquise Steep. It's like it's Marquise Step. That's a sign. That's a sign when you're getting old. It's like you just are not going to take the time to learn someone's correct pronunciation.
I like that. You know that guy is going to be really good. Cam Britt Taylor. Sip. That's Cam Taylor Britt. He's going to be good.
He's going to be a good player. I really like the outside backer, Joe Domon. It's JoJo Doman. Whatever. He's a good player.
That kid out of Bellevue West, Xavier Betts. Sip. Sip. Sip.
Get it together, Sip. All right? That's a sign that you're just getting old. You just don't, you know, you're just like, to hell with learning how to pronounce it correctly.
How about Noah Plagets?
Plagets was a good recruit. I like Plagets. Want to go to Perkins, get some pancakes.
Okay, wow. Went from blankets to Perkins to pancakes. That's how the brain
Sip's
works
a
here.
Huge chain restaurant guy. It's one of my favorite things about him. He loves Applebee's. He loves Chili's. He loves Cheddar's. He loves Red Robin. I once interviewed Keith Williams at Red Robin.
I got to the bottom of the story with bottomless fries.
You get to where you want if you have never-ending fries.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Sorry. But yeah, so yada, 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 Bo Root's chugging the Harburg Kool-Aid.
Hey, you know what? That Carney Catholic kid, he's going to be a star. That's like the most inside Nebraska joke.
I love it.
Ever that no one would appreciate.
I love it. But yeah, well, so there good. You go. That's the extent of open practice recap.
And then I was...
Heine's Heine got Bo drinking some Heinekens, if you know what I mean. That Heinrich Harburg.
I like
that's
how
an
the...
absolutely breathtaking... Heine. I mean, that thing's good.
You have an absolutely breathtaking Heine. I mean, that thing's good.
That was Bo, pretty much. So there you go.
It's amazing how we've moved to, you know, who would have thought a couple few years ago, the most exciting aspect of the quarterback position, according to Bo Rude, would be a kid from Kearney Catholic.
That's where we're at.
In Kearney, Nebraska.
That's where we are at with the program at this point.
Moving on up.
He's a good player.
He's
doing some good things. He's got some Heinies that we should get up back. For the most part, his Heinies doing some good things.
Speaking of Heinies doing good things, really no transition there, but we do have the drop-off championship.
Yeah. Are you surprised with the results? Any surprise that we got a title here matchup?
Well, I think there is a I'm surprised, if not disappointed, that I apologize got bounced when
that hurts. Like that one, it's tough to shake off.
If we had to reseed it, I would probably put I apologize in the pizza bracket.
Yeah.
You know, with the I eat the pizza, that was probably a little overseeded.
Yeah, it's a good moment.
You know, but you do have a matchup of an old drop with a new drop. The old drop from the show. None of these drops are from our show. Like, that's the fun part about it.
Yeah. We're moving on.
We'll get into the matchup here just a moment. Let's preview this. Here is what the drop-off tournament looks like here as you get set to go vote.
It's exciting.
I'm not happy about that.
It's a crap.
You're a clown.
What are you, 10?
What's going on, Bubba?
You obviously don't understand Nebraska football.
From Herdat Media, it's the 2021 Schick and Nick Show drop-off tournament.
Wonderful.
Today, it's the day we've all been waiting for, the national championship game.
Wonderful.
Actually, the national championship drop game.
Wonderful.
Or the drop-off championship game.
Wonderful.
The matchup. All right.
Wonderful.
Your national championship matchup pits the Cinderella story, the four seed, the moderator at a Joe Paterno news conference at Big Ten Media Days, calling on a guy named Paul.
We're here on our right with Paul here.
Taking on a number one seed, Ronnie Green, sounding like a dweeb, but dominating his bracket.
Might that topic be revisited? I don't know.
Log on to the Schick and Nick Show Twitter account and cast your vote. It's the Schick and Nick Show drop-off championship thing with the champion being crowned.
Catch the fever.
I think I'm a little surprised. I think pizza was the weakest of the four.
No doubt.
I think we said it last week. I could just see the banner and the t-shirt of... I'm fed up. This is Big Red Football. Like, that just worked for my mind. So I'm a little surprised that I'm fed up, got knocked out. But let's be honest. I mean, Ronnie Green's, might that topic be revisited? I don't know. Like, that probably the biggest thing that our show's done so far in terms of a drop that's been created, right? With all due respect to Jack Mitchell, who's probably
Jack
not
Mitchell.
Happy about, I'm not happy about yet.
I'm not happy about yet.
If I don't know when's the drop-off tournament, Jack Mitchell might pursue litigation.
Litigation combined with consternation.
Consternation over the litigation.
I Am Fed Up 55% to 45% with more than 600 votes cast. Mm-hmm. Over here on our right with Paul here has had no issues.
No,
60% to 40% people. There. That is, I will say this. My parents are in town.
Uh-huh.
And
do they like that one?
My father quotes that drop at least 3 times a day.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
She's like, you know, we're going somewhere. We got to go over here on our right to the exit here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
I don't know what it is. We felt it in the moment when we were listening to Big Ten Media Days. That moderator and how that whole thing played out. Because it's funny in and of itself, but then what made it even funnier was the rest of the confusion, the question, and then the Joe Pa confusion.
Yes, but, and that gets lost.
Yes.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Hi, Coach. Some of the experts are pretty high in your secondary. What are your feelings on that group? Are you optimistic about them?
About who's this?
I mean, that is... I would have had a hard time if I was a media member and I'm at the press conference not screaming at how everything got started. So good.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Hi, Coach. Some of the experts
this,
are...
This one right here. This one.
Hi, Coach. Hi, Coach. Hi,
Coach. Hi, coach.
And then it ends.
But who's this?
I mean, it's just great.
it's just everything. Because you probably could have just taken that whole thing and just made that the drop. But over here on our right with Paul here has taken on a life of its own. And I'm happy to see it in the finals. I guess I'll put it to you that way. I'm happy
over here
that it's
on our
made.
Right with Paul here.
I am too. I'm thrilled for it. It was a long time coming, and that might have been a drop that was from like year two of our show.
Right.
So that's a 10-year-old drop, and I think there was someone who reached out to us on Twitter when we first relaunched this show 53 weeks ago, and they said, because I think we got to that drop very early in our 2.0 of this show, and they reached out, and it was either the moderator or the reporter. I can't remember who it was, but someone had reached out and goes, yeah, oh, that's me.
Right.
I've heard about that.
Yes.
So if you know that person or someone reached out to that person, please have them get back in touch with us because we might need to have our first interview that we've ever done here on the show be either the moderator or the reporter in this.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Not the reporter.
Hi, Coach. Some of the experts are pretty high in your secondary. What are your feelings on that group? Are you optimistic about them?
About who's this?
And, I want to know if the rest of the presser, was he coolly sending it to different people? Or was it just the way it was Paul and everything? Like, I wonder if he was just cool, calm the whole time.
I mean, there's no better moderator than over here on our left to Jessica here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Over in the back room to Rob here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Let's go over to the back left to here with James here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
I mean, this guy needs to be like he needs to be the press conference moderator at all major events. Like, Bruce Buffer is so like, it's time! You know, I mean, he does the whole let's get ready to rumble whole thing. I think this guy needs to be basically the equivalent of that with just over here on our right with that's how he sends it to everyone.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Over here on our right with Steve Sipple here.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Want to go to Chili's?
God, who's this?
Coach, a lot of people are excited about Joe Doman. What are your thoughts on him?
Are you optimistic about him?
About who's this?
So good.
Yeah.
So good. So, yeah.
Do we need a preview of some kind?
What's that?
Do we need a preview of some kind?
Well, I mean, we have done some previews. We have been lacking at least one voice during this. We've had Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've had, you know,
Owen Wilson,
Matthew McConaughey, Jim Rome, Andrews the Giant. I feel like there's one that we might be missing here. Would you care to
give it a whirl?
Would you care to give it a whirl here?
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Aaron giving it a whirl here.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay. Let's go to our guest that we haven't heard from probably in about 12 years.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Chick and Nick, are you serious? You guys relaunched a podcast? You didn't tell me? It's your old pal, Dickie V! Are you serious? I'm on a Zoom call with you. What is this? I look at a Zoom, I'm muting my mic, I'm muting my video. I don't know what's going on here. But I do know one thing. You got two outstanding drops standing here before me, ready to battle it out in the Schick and Nick podcast Herd At Media drop-off tournament. When you're taking a look at Ronnie Green, this guy, I mean, Kevin Warren, are you serious? You want to catch football? Are you serious? Kevin Warren, what about Ohio State? What about House of Pain jump around? I mean, come on, man. We got to have the football in the fall. I want the tailgate, man. Come on. That prompted Ronnie Green to pose a question that he knew would be revisited. Just like the way the Dukies are always going to full court press you and ultimately win the game. Are you serious? I love this drop. Kevin Warren, you're a ridiculous person. Come on. Then you look over at the press conference moderator, throwing it over here on the right to Paul here. I mean, have you ever heard a guy as cool as this guy? He reminds me of J.J. Redick. He reminds me of Trajan Langdon. He reminds me of Christian Leiter. He reminds me of Jason Capel, baby. Throwing it over on the right to Paul here. That's what you need to do. You got to have a great point, man, at any press conference, regardless of the questions and how confused Joe Paterno is. Joe, how do you not know what's going on, man? It's your secondary. It's your lifeline. It's your don't get beat on a down, out, and up. Come on, man. Are you serious? Are you serious, Joe Paterno? I love over here on the right with Paul here. He's doing some good things. I love what he's doing. He reminds me of the Duke Blue Devils. I don't know what's going to happen in this matchup, but if there's one thing I do know, I love the Dukies. This is Dickie V saying, are you serious?
All right. So my favorite part about that is at the end when Dickie V would do the "Are you serious?" I totally forgot about that and spin away in his chair.
He was done. He was done. That's how he signed off.
Are you serious?
Oh God.
Oh, that was good. Great to have Dickie V back.
Good. I mean, he's the man. You know, he's a big part of our show.
As he previews the drop-off tournament.
I don't know what we got out of that, but
I don't know either. Please. Please log on to at Schick Nick Show and howdareyou.com. Yeah. And log on to the Twitter page. Cast your votes. And we are looking forward to crowning a champion next weekend. Apologies for the delay. Hey, episode 53. This is episode one of year two of the show. We made it. We did it.
That?
We're done.
How about that? We're retiring.
That's it.
1 year.
That's
we're
it.
Out.
No, this is it. We only promised you 1 year, yep. So this is it. For the Schick and Nick Show, and no more episodes. Tyler McKinney, what do you think?
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick, yeah! Schick and Nick, yeah! The Schick and Nick Show, yeah! Here we go!
To fight, they will crush your face all through the night. Yeah.